You're listening to Morning Edition here on 88.1 WVPE. I'm Michael Linville. It's great to have your company on this Wednesday morning. It's the first day of May. As the weather continues to get warmer and we work our way towards summer, many folks start to think of some of the outdoor activities they'll be enjoying in the months ahead. And for many folks throughout Michiana, that means getting back on the saddle of their motorcycle and hitting the road. May is Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month, and this morning I'm pleased to be joined by Jay Jackson. He's the executive director of Abate of Indiana, a not-for-profit organization that aims to promote the safety and protect the rights of motorcyclists. And he's been kind enough to join us this morning to talk about what motorcyclists can do to ensure their own safety and how the rest of us in vehicles on the roadway can help share the road. Mr. Jackson, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Michael. I'm happy to be here.
I really appreciate it. So could you start by telling me just about how many licensed motorcyclists there are in the state of Indiana?
Yeah, there are actually two numbers, Michael. We have registered motorcycles, and then we have licensed motorcycle operators, folks that have a motorcycle endorsement on their license in some way, shape, or form. And the number fluctuates a little bit in any given year, depending on who decides to buy a motorcycle, and sometimes folks leave them in the garage and don't register them in a given year. But the registrations average about 225,000 to 250,000 registered motorcycles in our state. On the books, there are about 400,000 licensed motorcyclists that have achieved a motorcycle endorsement at some time or another, and they may or may not be riding right now, but those are the numbers.
I think a lot of folks think of motorcycle riding as a pretty dangerous activity. Do you happen to know how many motorcycle fatalities the state has had in recent years?
The numbers that we deal with, since motorcyclists in general are a very small part of the motor vehicle population, fluctuations that are relatively small can appear as a large percentage within our numbers. We like to try to look at it as sort of a rate or a ratio of fatalities to 100,000 registered motorcycles. That gives us kind of an idea of where it really fits. And the rate doesn't change a great deal if you look over really in about the last 30 years. Typically, it's somewhere between about 6.5 and 7.5 per 10,000 registrations in Indiana in any given year. So the most recent numbers, if you look at about a five-year window, we are averaging about 125. And for a state of our size, population, the motorcycle demographic, the weather, all of those factors considered, that seems to be about where it fits. I don't want to say that that's right or that's acceptable because, one is too many. We'd like to see get to the point where we don't have anybody injured or certainly killed on a motorcycle. But there is a little more exposure, and we are a little more vulnerable, and riders have to be conscious of that.
What can folks who choose to ride a motorcycle do to ensure that they're doing it as safely as possible?
Well, a few of the tips that work best are to be properly licensed. We still find that unlicensed or improperly licensed riders are greatly overrepresented in crashes. Seek formal training. We find that 90% of the crash-involved riders are self-taught, and they've not had the benefit of an actual rider course that has some scientific basis on how to learn skills and which skills are most necessary to avoid crashes. Certainly, we want folks to ride free of impairments, any type of impairment, be it drugs or alcohol or emotions or sleep and all those things. We want people to pay attention to the ride. So those are probably the best things that a rider can do to protect themselves and be a responsible rider.
I looked up some numbers, and I noticed that about 75% of motorcycle fatalities involve somebody not wearing a helmet. I'm guessing you guys push the safety of helmets as well.
Obviously, in the rider course, we talk about not just helmets, but all of the gear that you can wear while riding. And not just from the protective qualities, Michael, but also to provide comfort. Because, if it's 30 degrees out and you're doing 50 miles an hour, it gets pretty chilly. And if you're shivering, you're not thinking about what you're supposed to be doing. So we want you to be warm when you should be. We don't want you to be overheated when you shouldn't be. We want you to be dry. So in addition to just wearing a helmet, there's a lot of gear that will help protect and make a motorcyclist more comfortable.
Do you have any suggestions for the rest of us who are behind the wheel of a car or truck, say, that we can do to ensure that we're doing our best to share the road responsibly?
I really appreciate you asking that, Michael, because when people ask me on a motorcycle, what can I do to be safer, the quick tip that I give them is be seen. We're small. It's hard to judge our approach speed. We get lost in traffic sometimes. And it's not that people don't want to see us. They just don't pay enough attention. But if we can make ourselves more visible, and that's why it's a federal law that the headlight is on a motorcycle when it's in operation, but brightly colored clothing and helmets, that certainly helps the rider. And from a motorist perspective, I just turn it the other way. It's a sort of see and be seen. So really look. Give it that, not just a quick glance, actually look one way, look the other way, and then look back. A motorcycle can travel a fair amount of distance in a fairly small amount of time. And then you've got the new A-pillars that hold the roof up in our car, and they've got airbags and all sorts of things in them now. It's real easy to hide a small-profile motorcycle behind one of those. So if you just look once, you could miss the motorcycle, and that's why we say look twice.
Well, Mr. Jackson, I want to thank you for your time this morning, and I want to wish you a safe motorcycle season. I assume you're a cyclist yourself.
I am indeed.
Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your spring and have a great summer. And thanks again for telling us how motorcyclists can keep themselves safe and how folks who are behind the wheel can make sure they're sharing the road responsibly.
Thank you so much, Michael. We appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Have a great day.
You do the same. Bye now.
That was Jay Jackson, the executive director of Abate of Indiana, a not-for-profit organization that aims to promote the safety and protect the rights of motorcyclists. May is Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month, and as the weather gets warmer, do be on the lookout for two-wheeled vehicles on the roadways.